Crunk Chess. Spirited lessons break game, life down to making the right moves. From the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, via newsworthyaudio.com. By Bo Emerson. Sunday, March 4, 2007. In the Reedon Middle School cafeteria, two teams of kids are shouting, leaping, slapping five and cheering. One member of each team competes at an oversized chess board, racing to demonstrate the eight possible moves by a knight. Urging them on is a fast-talking salesman in a sharp olive suit. When the race is over, he waves down the screams, picks up a wireless microphone and leads the group in a call-and-response chant that would do Lil Jon proud. You've got to get in the game, get in the game, say it, get in the game, get in the game, say it, get on top of the game, top of the game, say it, get on top of the game, say it. Orrin Hudson, a former used car salesman, state trooper and the Air Force mechanic, is teaching these kids a thousand-year-old intellectual pursuit, and he's doing it with 21st-century flash. He raps over the beat while self-produced backing tracks play on the sound system. He rhymes and freestyles, cuts dance moves and cracks jokes. Somehow, Hudson makes chess crunk. His quest? To show that every move counts and to show how to translate chess logic into real-world smarts. It seems to work. It worked for Aaron Porter, a 6-foot-5-inch skinny drink of water whose rap sheet is equally lengthy, including a charge of assault against his biological father. He spent his 17th birthday in jail after being caught in a stolen car. He was a passenger. His high school plans were derailed, and he dropped out. But after he met Hudson, Porter got back on the path. This year he will graduate from Crim High School and pursue a career as an auto mechanic. What happened? Aaron says chess had a lot to do with it. He learned the game late, but under Hudson's instruction, he plunged in deep. Last year Porter went on to win a state championship. In the final game, he committed an error and lost his queen but remembered Hudson's impassioned credo. Never give up, he battled back to win. I learned from him just to keep on going, said Porter, who is helping hand out chess boards at the Reedon Clinic. When you stop is, really, when you lose it all. Even a seemingly fatal error, losing a queen, can be overcome. His mother, Deborah Porter of Lithonia, said Aaron has learned other lessons. To see him think through things, that has been a blessing in itself, she said. Real-world skills? Orrin Hudson knows about wrong turns. The seventh child in a family of 13, he grew up in the Birmingham Projects, and though a good student, he was stealing truck tires by the time he was in middle school. Then James Edge started teaching him chess. I would be in prison now if it wasn't for a white teacher in an all-black high school, said Hudson during a fried fish lunch at a West Atlanta sandwich shack. He told me, every move you make has consequences. I said, what do you mean? He said I can show you. What Edge showed him was the connection between chess and the world outside. How to look ahead, avoid traps and utilize all resources. Now, through his non-profit Be Someone Incorporated, founded in 2001. Hudson is spreading this philosophy to schools around the Atlanta area. He's a Lithonia-based version of a national trend that touts chess as better than Mozart for young minds. Maurice Ashley, the first African-American grandmaster, sounded that theme in his 2005 book Chess for Success. Ashley wrote about his experience coaching the Harlem Raging Rooks to a national junior high championship. Actor and chess enthusiast Will Smith wrote the introduction. Smith helped promote another chess master, Philadelphia teacher Salome Thomas L., whose inner-city middle school students also have blitzed national chess championships. Disney plans a movie based on Thomas L.'s life that may feature Smith in the lead. Clearly, many folks have high hopes for this antique pastime. Does chess work the magic that these teachers claim? Absolutely, said Jerry Nash of the Tennessee-based U.S. Chess Federation. Even more important than the math skills, problem-solving and critical thinking that chess fosters is the sheer force of concentration it nurtures, he said. Teens and preteens, not known for keeping their attention undivided, become single-minded taskmasters under the influence of the game. Chess saved my life. As an example, he cites the Erie Comet tournaments. Every 4 years the Federation sponsors what it calls the Super Nationals, in which the elementary, middle school and high school kids all compete in the same city, sometimes bringing 5,000 chess players to a single hall. 5,000 kids in a room, and you can still hear a whisper, said Nash. Chess also boosts the power of sustained attention. Grade school kids can focus for 2 uninterrupted hours on a single game, said Nash. Parents really don't think their children are capable of doing it until they watch them doing it. A.J. Steedman goes a step further. Chess not only builds strong minds, it can rebuild them, said Steedman. Chess literally got my brain back. The Emory University junior is captain of his school's chess team. He had been competing at a high level since age 4. Then, in 2001, he contracted Lyme disease, which almost killed him. Doctors told his parents that if he survived, he'd have long-term problems. He had to relearn how to walk, talk and think. Steedman played his way back to health, he said, winning the U.S. Junior Championship in 2002. Chess saved my life, he said. It sounds corny, but it's actually true. Chess builds mental stamina, added the Florida native, who would like to see a chess scholarship endowed at Emory. His college friends usually max out after 3 hours of study, he said, but chess tournaments require heavy brain work for 6 hours a game, 2 games a day. After that, said Steedman, schoolwork is a snap. Hudson, 43, has caught the ear of some powerful supporters in his quest to spread this same message, earning endorsements from Jane Fonda, Jack Canfield of the Chicken Soup series and motivational speaker Tony Robbins. Recently, he was able to get his business card into Donald Trump's hand at a Trump speaking event. Still, Hudson sometimes seems like a one-man circus, driving his be-someone-emblazoned Venn tag. BESOM1 from school to school. He has gone into debt to fund the effort, says Kate Danner, a Wilmington, Delaware, writer who became intrigued with Hudson's story and wrote a screenplay based on his life. She's had some nibbles, but the story remains unproduced. Nonetheless, he has enraptured the 9 to 13-year-old kids at Mount Vernon Academy in West Atlanta, another of the 40 schools where he puts on regular clinics. During a recent visit there, he tells them some general rules. The good you do will come back to you. The bad you do will be sad for you. And some rules specific to chess. For example, a knight on the rim is dim teaches kids to keep their knights near the middle of the board. Then there is a rule that applies to all of us, even to a former salesman trying to push the gospel of chess. When you're looking for gold, you've got to go through a lot of dirt. You don't focus on the dirt, do you focus on the gold?